This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 200 people are in the hospital with COVID-19 this week. That's a bit more than last week. The numbers have stayed fairly steady for about 6 weeks. The state's COVID positivity rate is still above 10%. Two people were indicted Thursday for allegedly stealing from Home Depot stores around Denver and in northern Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they're accused of selling the goods at pawn shops.
Between 2021 and 2022, investigators allege Timothy Hare would walk into Home Depot stores and cut security cords on expensive home goods equipment. Then he'd walk out with it in a trash bin or a bucket without paying. Alexandra Gase-Winkler was often driving the getaway car, police say. All told, they stole roughly $40,000 in equipment and resold it to mostly pawn stores. The two were indicted by a statewide grand jury and face theft and organized crime charges in Jefferson County Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A proposal that would remove medical debt from being included in credit reports has bipartisan sponsors, but passed in the state house with only one Republican vote. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
The bill sponsors argued that medical debt can unfairly impact someone's chances to obtain business loans, housing, and more. State law allows lawmakers to regulate what consumer reporting agencies can include in their reports. Colorado's combined medical debt totaled $1.3 billion in 2022, according to federal data. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today near 50, Grand Junction in the 40s, and a little warmer tomorrow. Mountain snow continues through the weekend. This is CPR News.